Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, this is Q&A. You know what's funny? We're going to do this kind of quick today because we had so many great guests, man. We got some great guests coming up. So I'm going to do this kind of quick. And there's some people that are listening to our show that have some really, really good questions today, Joe. So I'm going to go with that today.
All right, I'm excited. What do we got?
I got my man Speed Farley on Twitter. He said, what is the most exciting sporting event you've ever attended?
That is a great question. I think it's probably last year. I haven't gone to many NFL playoff games, so I've watched most of those at home, so I can't say it's like, oh, NFC title game, I didn't go to that. I think it's probably the Phillies last year, just being there for that run, Hugh. I would say the Reese Hoskins home run is probably the most electric moment I've ever been. It was only a game three, right? It wasn't a clincher. It was early in the postseason, but just the run, being there for the World Series games. Last year, the Phillies in the postseason would be how I'd answer that. It was just electric.
Okay, pretty good. Pretty good. That's a good one. Okay, my man Dan Swartz on Twitter asked, would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's rough. I mean, I'm bad at both. So for the I'll say sing, because at least I could quietly sing.
Like, yeah, you can sing in your head. Yeah. I do that when I'm working out sometimes, and you know how some people when on a treadmill or something, they'll sing out loud.
Yeah.
Most of the songs I listen to have a lot of cuss words in them anyway, so I can't do that. So I kind of keep it down, tone it down a little bit. So yeah, that's not bad. But I think when you talk about dancing, I mean, you have to dance like you are really. I assume you have to dance like you really feeling the song.
Yeah.
Would either of you guys like to demonstrate the singing on the air for us? Or?
No. I mean, I mean, do we think that's best for their station? I mean, that's the question.
Nah,
I have. Is that good
really.
For anybody?
No.
Nah. I mean, will there be a day where we sing? Maybe. But I don't think today's that day. If I have to answer this, I would say sing. Because dance is just awkward for me. It's awkward for anyone in the room with me. It's not good.
But that's what makes dancing so fun, because I respect and I admire people that dance like nobody's watching. And they do some really weird stuff.
Yeah.
You got to respect that, man, because they are that is a person that normally is they're real comfortable in their skin, and they just don't care what you think.
See,
about.
Like if it's a setting like a wedding, right? Or everyone's had a couple drinks, everyone's on the dance floor. You just, you know, everyone's kind of, you know, you don't pay attention as much to everyone. If I just started dancing all the time, it'd be weird.
I would do karaoke, because, and I would like to be the guy at karaoke singing the songs that are icebreaker songs.
Yeah.
Because if I was ever at an event and the one song that I would sing that probably make everybody uncomfortable, it would be the Two Live Crew, Me So Horny. That would be the song.
Yeah, that would do it, yeah.
You know, the uncut version, because then everybody's, you know, the grandma stuff, clutching their pearls and everything. And then when I hit the key notes and the key verses in that song, that they would really lose it, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, now we have an idea if there's ever a WIP karaoke night. We'll start
definitely
there.
Would not sing that around the bosses, because I have a feeling that Rod would probably faint if I started.
I agree.
Oh, this was a good one. This is from Brian Zelks on Facebook. He said, if you and me had a WWE-style wrestling match, and we all agreed that I would win the match unless you cheated, how would you cheat to try to beat me? And what would my counter be?
So he's talking about you and I?
Yes.
Yeah, you would win, right,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think back to my old days watching wrestling. You could hide the chair under the ring, and then I hit you with a chair.
Uh-huh.
They used a sledgehammer sometimes. I mean, I'd have to get dirty, or I could have the referee on my side. So you know, you get me down, and they count the 1, 2, 3, and then the ref doesn't actually hit the third, and it's like rigged for me.
See, I don't understand. Like, Joe kind of thought this out quite a bit.
Yeah.
And this was a question that it was an impromptu question. But you've kind of thought about this a little bit.
Well, I mean, I used to watch wrestling a lot. So I got a lot of memories in my head on how they used to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that don't sound too dirty. That don't sound like yeah. but he did say sledgehammer.
Well, I mean, well, here's my fear. I hit you with the chair and it's like no effect on you. Then what am I going to do?
I haven't been hit with a chair in a long time. That has not happened
in a long time.
Listen, the guy that works at the radio station now wasn't always that guy. You know, I had a little sordid past back in the past, but I've been working on that. You know, I've been seeing a therapist and everything is fine.
Here's the good news. I'm not going to hit you with a chair.
I appreciate it. I think things are going well, so I don't think there's a need to hit me with a chair.
Yeah, well, I also don't imagine us having an actual wrestling match, so I don't have to think about anything.
You know what? Since I've been here, it really hasn't been. You know, we've been kind of even keeled. I think we skew alike a little bit more than I anticipated.
I agree.
Yeah, because we're both kind of laid back.
Pretty calm.
You know, we went and got dinner last night. You know, and went to sleep. That was it. That was kind of like our trip to Florida.
We're calm. I watched basketball before I fell asleep.
Yeah, that's it. You know, wake up in the morning, get ready for the next day.
Yeah, and it is beautiful down here. So there is our Hugh and Abel. We'll do it again next week. 215-592-9494.
Real quick, I do have to pop on.
Ava Graham,
assistant brand manager, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys are just a breeze, man. Such a fun time down here. Great interviews, top to bottom. John Brasher helping out. Joe Gaines here is our engineer. Kyle back to the studio. It's been a fantastic, fantastic trip to Clearwater. And you boys, I hope I get to come with you two everywhere because you're so easy. So easy. And thanks for great dinner, great conversation. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you helping us out. Was that a shot at other shows, you think?
You know
what?
No.
I'm looking at Ava.
I'm just saying.
Listen, I love all of our shows, okay?
But Ava, as the brand manager, when you say stuff like that, because we are a sensitive bunch, let's not get it twisted. We as radio individuals, like the on-air host, some of us are super sensitive. And when you say stuff like that,
Not super sensitive. And why are you getting... Now you're making it worse. And that is not what I was saying.
Because I'm petty.
You were the only show I was down here with. One, I only briefly came across Joe... James and John.
So is Joe
on the way out.
Joe's the high maintenance.
I didn't say Joe.
So Joe's the high maintenance one.
All right, you know what? Joe is not high maintenance. Okay,
and
Joe's got a big, big gig coming up next week. He's going to be facing some former college athletes as he does his free throw challenge, and I think Joe is gonna win.
I'm glad we brought this up. And at the risk of talking about anybody else playing basketball this week is probably not the best thing for me. But I saw this morning they put a poll up. Do we think Joe DeCamera is gonna make 80%? I believe that's what it was. 80% of his free throw shots. 80%.
No.
I mean, like, how many NBA players make 80% of free throw shots?
Wait a minute. What was the point? Did they say he was going to make them? He was going to make them.
Yeah, that he's going to make 80% of shots. So if he has 50 shots, he thinks he's going to make 80%
of that. That has to be his girlfriend voting, like, numerous times.
Well, I think most people voted no.
They did vote no. But you know what? He can. Hey, he wanted to do this.
No.
He must be a pretty decent free
throw
shooter.
First of all, what is he going to wear?
I don't know what he's
going to wear. Because if he doesn't have on a pair of J's, it don't count. Like, you got to – like Joe, if you're listening, in order to make this for you a little bit smooth, you can't come out there wearing no other shoes but some J's, man. You got to wear some form – John Richie, if you're listening, help your boy out, man, because if he's coming out there wearing some Adidas or anything like that, some shoes that aren't J's, then we're going to know you're fugazi, man. You got to have some J's. You got to at least look the part.
The drops were killing me.
Does he even own a pair of J's?
Definitely not. Do you think
he can't get none? He ain't gonna get none for the Lolo. He ain't gonna get none for the Lolo this late.
What kind of sneakers do you think he'll wear? New Balance?
He'll probably wear some dress shoe sneakers,
Well, he does wear dress shoes usually.
He wears a lot. Does he even own a pair?
Not when he's doing things that are
athletic. Does he even own a pair of sneakers?
I would think so, yeah.
He definitely owns it. It's going to be really
not in the basketball shoes.
I just want to point this out. Then we'll go back to the phone lines here. So there are 450 NBA players right now.
Yes.
Less than 70 hit 80% of their free throws.
Wow, yeah, that's
about to do that.
That's, I mean, most NBA players can't do that.
Please
they can't
take a
get it up.
What he's gonna, he has to.
Well, what's cool is it's going to be at the Palestra, and people are going to be able to come down and see it. We'll have all those details squared away today. Thanks to fans of Philly, that's what we're going to be out there on Tuesday. It's going to be very early morning. Joe's going to be stretching. I feel like he's going to be wearing some type of basketball
He has to get a basketball outfit.
Yeah, like a basket. Yeah.
He has a Phillies uniform he wore during the postseason,
but he
can't wear top and bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
We need a top and bottom.
Does he have a Sixers uniform?
He has to wear something
does
basketball.
Does he have a Sixers uniform?
And he has to wear the knee brace. And he has to wear the socks that'll pull up, then pull them back down. He has to look the part. He can't go out there looking like he's never been an athlete ever in life. He can't do that because that's a bad look. Well, especially working at the sports station. He's a sports guy. He can't do that.
My life's a waste of time.
Did he win beat the hammer? Kyle, did he win beat the hammer today?
I'm sure he did.
All right, Jenna Cameron, the toilet here.
That did not answer my question. All right, have fun.
All right, well, listen, with Tuesday, we got the camera shooting free throws. 80% is a gigantic
number. That's kind
of high. Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, just most NBA players can't do that. 80%. Let's go to the phones. Drew in Westchester's up. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, guys. Hugh, I was telling Kyle this. If you need any fantasy baseball help, hit me up. I actually just got kicked out of a league because I won 4 years in a row. And
is that right?
Yeah, you're too good.
Let me tell you. I don't see, but this is the thing. This is Kyle's season. I'm figuring that out now. So the next time, don't say anything about it over the air because I think Kyle gets a little bit upset about that because he's really – like, I think I'm – like, Kyle's going to be the GM. I think we're going to have some problems if I keep getting – soliciting help throughout the air because Kyle's taking this real serious. See, he just did that right there.
Well, I think you're in good hands with Kyle, but I'm going to just give you guys one sleeper. Hunter Brown, if you can stomach taking an Astros guy, remember that name. Kid's going to be good.
Well, here's how good he might be. They let Verlander go, Drew, because they think he's ready. So, obviously, he's got some talent there, Drew. That's a good name for them. What are you thinking of Castellanos, Drew?
Yes, I think Castellanos, I definitely look to him to step up more than Boehm. I think he's the one with, you know, the track record. He's the one making, you know, $100 million contracts where I don't want to put too much pressure on Boehm. Castellanos is definitely the one who has to step up. But an X factor who I do love, who I do expect to step up, is Bryson Stott. I've been trying to make Joe DiCamera a fan of him forever. I think he's going to hit like 15 home runs, like 280, real solid on base percentage. I'm a big Bryson Stott guy.
I am too, Drew. I thought last year his improvement during the season, his plate discipline. I mean, he has great at-bats. I mean, you remember from the playoffs, he had great at-bats. And Drew, we appreciate the phone call. You with Stott last year, he really slowed down in October. And the thought was, and even Dabrowski said this with DeCameron Ritchie, he played in the Arizona Fall League 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then he got here early because he wanted to win a job, and he was playing every day in spring training, and he was a rookie, so the thought was he was worn down by the playoffs.
And see, I look at it like this, Joe. I think that it's not fair. I mean, it can happen. No question, it could happen. But I don't think in this situation like this, you should put too much on one person's plate. I think you kind of ration it out a little bit and then see how it plays out. There are still some moves to be made. We were talking about, you know, Edmundo Sosa moving to third and Alec Baum moving to first. That could potentially happen. And with that being said, there's still other guys that you could bring in and have contributions in other places.
Yeah, you can. And this is now, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for Rob Thompson to get the right guys in there, move them around, figure out who's hot, you know, and make sure they can replace his production without Rhys Hoskins. Let's go to David, who's in Germantown. Hey, David.
David.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good afternoon. No, I'm out of the A, man. I'm tired. Driving. Anyway, so with that being said,
yo,
we got a problem.
What I do?
Not you. It's Kennesaw State. I'm sorry. I lost it.
When you say we got a problem, I'm like, wait a minute, what I do now?
We got a problem. And B got pulled, got a calf. We got a problem. That situation.
Oh, okay. Listen.
Yeah. They told you yesterday to gamble on I'll pay you back.
What happened?
I'll pay you back.
Oh, we talking about the game
back.
Oh, okay.
You ain't placed the bet, did you?
No, I did not. I did not place it.
Well, you can't even do it down in Florida. I was trying to go on FanDuel last night. Nope, out. I got to wait till we get home.
You was about to do that? Hey.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, I found that out about the lottery because I used to play the Georgia lottery all the time. Yeah. Can't play it in Pennsylvania. So I had to download the Pennsylvania lottery app.
Yeah. You wanted to play the Georgia lottery in Pennsylvania?
Well, I just wanted to see because I had some money on my account. I was trying to spend the money.
I got you.
Now I can't do it.
Can you transfer to the Pennsylvania one?
No, I can't even use it.
You got to get back to Georgia, get the money.
I got to and spend that money. And then I come back and get the Pennsylvania lottery. I got to do that.
All right. So let's focus on what we're focusing on. We're focusing on baseball. Right?
Yes.
So, Rhys Hoskins is out. That's definite.
Yeah, torn ACL. They announced it. Yep.
It was a non-contact injury under my circumstances of explanation, I think, right?
Yeah, he was backing up David yesterday, right behind first base, and he just, his knee buckled, and he just fell over.
All right, so is he gimp, or is he, worthy of a contract?
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, there's a real chance, David, he doesn't play for the Phillies again.
Yeah, I think this might be it. This might be it, man. Because
this is what I'm talking about. You damn good.
Here's the thing that we're dealing with: the injury that he has and the age factor. Now, he might be done as a Philly. I've read some stories say he might be done. Period. But I don't know. I don't want to say that. But it's going to be tough. It really, really is.
To come back, and then you got to get a replacement player, not saying a movie. And Jigglyt, this is my segue to you. Replacement players in the movie. What TV shows you watching, sir? Hughes, you got him?
Listen,
I didn't get started yet.
We've been a little busy.
We're busy. We've been a little busy. Show. They got us down. They got us in Clearwater. I'm still alive in a survivor pool for the NCAA tournament. David, I got a lot going on here. I'll watch some shows.
No, listen, seriously, though. Joe has been focused on this survivor pool that he's on. He got a lot on the line, man. I'm not going to put his business out there, but he's still alive, and he's focused. He's laser focused right now.
So yesterday, I actually switched my pick. I had Tennessee, and I was like, I don't know. I felt weird about it. So I took him out, and I went with a different team last night. So I was able to get through last night. I had Connecticut last night. Yeah, there was 980 people in this pool. I'm still alive with, less than, 75 people to go. So, yes, I'm locked in. I'll be watching all this stuff. 215-592-9494. Don't forget, about 15 minutes from right now, it's around 12:30, Kyle Schwarber will join us. Very excited to talk to the leader of the Phillies. Leo is in the Northeast talking to Zeke. What's up, Leo?
Leo!
What's going on, guys? Yo, you're having a good time down there? Because the weather up here stinks today.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. It is beautiful down here. It's the opposite. Yeah,
We'll get to it. I got a quick Eagles point, Phillies point, and I'd like to say something before I get off, if that's okay.
Go ahead. Yep.
You got it.
All right, Eagles point. As far as Elliott goes, if he's got anything in the tank, let's take him. But he better have thick skin because this town is going to tear him apart every time. Every place he goes, the fans are going to get on him, no matter how good he does, because he's from Dallas. We don't like him.
Oh, no, I think, you know what? Even though we don't like him because he's a Cowboy, he come in here and score a couple touchdowns and catch a couple passes for some key downs. They'll let that go because he's one of us now.
Yeah, well, Kenny from the Dirty 30 will be looking for him, that's for sure.
Oh, no, you know Kenny. I feel pretty comfortable saying that Kenny, if he's helping this Eagles team win, Kenny will be okay with him being a former Cowboy. He'll be okay with that.
Well, he better.
Yeah.
All right, as far as the Phillies go, it really stinks that, Rhys is hurt. I think that Hall will step up and give us some support where we need it. I think they'll be all right. They got some good guys on the team, good locker room. They'll rally around.
Yeah, and Leo, it's such a long season, and baseball is one of those sports. And we saw it last year, Leo, right? They lost Bryce Harper for 2 months, and they played fine without him. I mean, obviously it was better to have him back, but you can do this in baseball. You can win without, a single player that gets hurt.
Sure you can. All right, now before I go, I just got one thing to say. Appearing on center stage right now is Pound Cake and his sidekick, Tojo.
No. Leo, appreciate you.
Appreciate you listening to the show, man.
Yeah, Leo knows all the bits.
Yes, Pound Cake. That'd be a pretty good bit.
The idea of Eagles fans not liking Zeke, like him getting booed,
If he's playing here, well, yeah, they'll be okay with that.
Yeah, well, especially if he scores touchdowns against Dallas. I mean, that would be it right there if he does sign. I'm not so worried about the fact that he's an ex-Cowboy. These things haven't worked out. I just think we're close to the end. I mean, I think he just might be cooked, and it wouldn't shock me if he's cut in training camp by the team that signs him. Mike's in Pottstown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
how
Mike.
How you doing, man?
What are you thinking?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. You, welcome
yes, sir.
Back, buddy. Welcome
Thank you,
back.
Sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I was a big fan, man. Anyway, I'm with you. I'm very intrigued about signing Ezekiel Elliott. Can you imagine him playing Dallas twice?
Yeah, and them looking at him sideways. Talking about how could you?
Well, you know what we need? If it did happen, we need Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, or whatever broadcast it is, right? And you need the camera on Jerry Jones when Zeke scores a touchdown. That's what we need.
Yeah, and he has a hell of a game. Yeah, definitely.
And what are the chances, do you think, that he actually sandbagged a little bit last year because they were playing Pollard more?
No, I doubt it.
I mean, because, you know, the writing was on the wall for him. He wants to go out there. You know, he knows that his time is probably limited. You want to try to go out there and do as much as you can, man, knowing that the league, your NFL career is probably about over.
Right. And I think if we can get him for a discount, why not?
Well, and that's the interesting part, you know, the discount, the money. And, Mike, we appreciate the phone call, appreciate you listening. Hugh, I have no idea how much Zeke is going to get in free agency. Because, like, his career is, what you would think he thinks he's worth, probably a decent amount, but he's an old running back.
Yeah.
They don't get much.
And you look at the market for running backs right now, it's tough, man. I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, I know Zeke has name value, but it's a good chance he might sit for a while. He might sit for a while because a lot of teams might be looking at it the same way. I look at it and wait and see how these young running backs are going to play out instead of signing a veteran guy.
Well, the report yesterday said he wanted to make a decision by the end of the week, but I actually think what you just said, if I was him, I'd wait. I mean, if a team loses a running back in the summer,
there's a good chance he might get a job.
Him.
Yeah, but he wants to – see, he's narrowed it down to those teams, and he's made that known because – he's throwing it out there, in my opinion, that's where he wants to be. He doesn't just want to go play for anybody. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to play for a team, like I said, that gives him the best chance of winning a Super Bowl. Nothing's guaranteed. You know that as a player. But if you go to a team that you feel is trending in the right direction, that's where you want to be. That's why, to me, it's so intriguing that he's come from what, air quotes, a first-class organization. But one of the organizations that he is willing to go to is the one that, you know, that they've been hating for years. That, to me, is the irony of it all. And that's why I would love to see these Dallas Cowboy fans, you know, like crying their milk or whatever just to see him play here. That would be great.
The other thing that hit me when you saw the list of teams was Bengals, Jets, and Eagles. Right? We were joking about Dak recently, right? With some of the Cowboys, did they catch Eagles this offseason? Hugh, what do those three teams have in common? Let's assume Rodgers is a Jet, right? They have really good quarterbacks.
Playoff aspirations. Yeah. And playoff aspirations.
Yeah. They do, right? They it's a team you feel
so
like.
So you're thinking it's more of a shot at Dak?
Well, you know, he wants to move away from an okay quarterback to go play with a guy that was second.
Somebody that ain't going to be doing a little funky twist.
That's
before
right.
The game and actually, you know, make plays in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I can see that.
Burrow makes plays. Hurts makes plays. Rodgers made a million plays. I felt that too. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Friday afternoon. We're live. Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. It is a beautiful day. We know back home it's not so beautiful, but here it is. Baseball, workouts on the field going on. We had the chance last hour to chat with Trey Turner, and going to join us next is Kyle Schwarber. We can't wait to sit down and talk to, really, one of the leaders of the Phillies, one of their most important players, and a guy that I thought had a great first year as a Philly, helping this team reach the World Series. Kyle Schwarber is going to join us next. We'll take all your phone calls as well on the Phillies, on Zeke Elliott. It's all on the table. 215-592-9494. We sit down with Kyle Schwarber next on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We appreciate Kyle Schwarber hopping on with us here, Huey. That was awesome to have him, and a couple things stood out to me just talking to him. One, you could hear it just with the first thing he said, like when he sat down with us, like the way they're feeling that clubhouse about Rhys Hoskins. It's weighing on them.
Yeah. I mean, because you feel for a player like that, one of your teammates, somebody that you were depending on, and it's something that, you know, you look at it, and the reality is that could have been you. And you appreciate the fact that you're still out there playing and you get the opportunity to play. You know it's going to be a tough rehab for him, but he's built for it. And another thing that I caught was the fact that, you know, he don't want to play first.
He does not. So, yeah, I mean, he played it a little bit in Boston. So, he went from Chicago to Washington to Boston, then he came here. And when he got to the Red Sox, if my memory serves you, they traded for him to play first base. Like, they were like, we need a first baseman, we want your bat, and whatever, whether he didn't like it, he didn't feel comfortable, I don't think he was very good at it, but he's done it before. So, you know, I asked, like, listen, they have a hole at first base now. Could that be an option? And he threw cold water on that fast.
Oh, yeah, man. He was like, no, that's too much going on. He was talking about how close the ball is and how fast it's coming, and has a tremendous amount of respect for the guys that play that position, because it feels like, from what he said, you have to be a real – not saying that he's not a good athlete, but tremendously agile to play that position.
Yeah, and that's the thing, as they go to Derek Hall or maybe Alec Bohm or wherever they're going to go, maybe a trade down the line, that's going to be a major part of this. It's not just who hits, who fills in the production for Rhys Hoskins. Well, who's going to stand there at first base and play? So that's a big thing. The other thing that was interesting for me, just listening to him talking about, you know, his journey back when he tore his ACL, like, he didn't have any rehab games. They basically just threw him in the World Series, and you could just hear it, and we could see it talking to him. He admitted he was nervous to play in that World Series.
Yeah, it took him back. When we asked the question, it took him back to that moment, and he was reflecting on how he felt in that moment, and it was almost like he could still feel it.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was kind of interesting, the way that he did that.
The other thing, the last thing that I'll say off of chatting there with Kyle Schwarber, we appreciate him hopping up here with us, is how about what he said in regards to John Middleton's meeting with the team before spring training started? He said he wanted to run through a brick wall.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what Middleton said, because, we heard the quotes. Middleton was on with the morning show, and he told them that he told these guys, like, one World Series isn't enough. You know, I don't just want to win the World Series. He wants to build one of the great teams of all time. And the fact that it resonated with a player, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's like you and management are on the same page. And when you know that, it just makes it that much easier and that much more fun to go to work. And that's what it kind of sounds like. You know, the fact that he's talking about running through a brick wall. Man, when you know you and management, and they're willing to do the things that it takes to make this team better, that's why you look at the guys and you see the injury that they had yesterday. You don't really too much worry about it, because you know that if that becomes an issue during the course of the season, you have enough time to correct that problem.
Yeah, and it also makes me think if the internal options, Hall, whatever they do, Bohm,
do not work out,
they're going to trade for somebody.
They have
right?
to. Yeah,
they're not going to let the season go to waste because of one position. 215-592-9494 to hop in here, react to the Schwarber interview, you know, how the Phillies, you know, who's the X factor now, how they replace Rhys Hoskins, Castellanos, Bohm, we've debated today. And, of course, Zeke, do you want Ezekiel Elliott? Sam is in Red Lion. Sam's up on WIP. Hey, Sam.
Sam.
Hey, what do you say, you? What do you say, Joe? How's things going today?
Hey, things are going pretty good, yeah, man. How are you doing today?
Good, Sam. What's up,
hey,
buddy?
I'm up and down all around, you know?
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, Sam. What are you feeling today? Yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay, what I'm getting into the Rhys Hoskins, okay? It's a shame. Great ball player, adequate third first baseman, not the greatest. However, it's money ball time. We can't replace 35 home runs, 30 home runs, with one player. So we take three players, just like Moneyball did.
Mm-hmm.
You have, right now, so much depth on that team. You put Derek Hall in, 140 at-bats, 9 home runs. Give him 280 bats, that gives you 18 home runs. At least you hope so. But you probably will. It's not more.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if he's definitely going to hit as well, but I think it's fair to say if you gave him, you know, let's say, Sam, 300 or 400 at-bats, he's probably going to get close to 20 home runs. I think that's fair.
Right. And then you have Jake Cave, who's tearing up the spring training, and everybody forgets about the guy that's in his last year of his contract that was a waste of a contract in Kingery. He's high. He gives you 6 home runs. Sosa gives you 6. Cave gives you 8 or 10. Add them together, you got over 35.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that this morning, talking about not putting it in a situation where you just have to depend on one guy like a Bohm or somebody
right.
else. Or
exactly.
Castillo's.
You don't move Bohm. You don't move Bohm to first base. You keep him on third. He needs to sit and get that position down pat like he can do because he's an athlete. Okay.
Yeah, that part's interesting, Sam, because I think that is a consideration to move him. And Sam, we appreciate it. It's interesting because, you know, what Sam said there is Bohm's still working on getting better at third. Do you stunt that growth if you move him to first base? They got to win games. I mean, I can't worry about, like, oh, well, is it going to make him not as good of a third baseman? If they're a better team, Hugh, with Bohm at first and Sosa at third, that's what they got to do.
Yeah, if that is one of those things where, you know, I understand you want to get him comfortable and he's trending in the right direction. But right now, this is a need-based situation. You know, you need somebody at first base. So if he's your best candidate right now in-house, then you go that route. And if that doesn't work, then you start to look outside.
Yeah, they have to do what's best to win games. I can't worry about, you know, a guy's development at third base. You know, he's been up here for years now. I mean, he is what he is at third base. Dan's in Coatesville wants to talk about Zeke. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I just want to say, like, Zeke is a person. Even go back 5 years ago, he's averaging 5 yards a carry. Imagine you're out at the bar after he helped us win a game. He scored 2 touchdowns, averaged 5 yards a carry, walks into the bar, he's got his belly hanging out, he's got his Amish Mennonite afro part, and he walks up the bar. You go in to relieve yourself in the bathroom because you've had a few, and you come out and he's touching your significant other. You know? Like, you really want that guy here? I mean, I don't care. He's a cowboy, man.
There's two things. One, the cowboy thing's separate. Obviously, he had that incident like 6 years ago. He got suspended for it. You could question the character. I mean, I don't know what happened there. He did get suspended, right? He missed I think he missed 6 games that season.
Yeah, but do you want that here? Let him go to the penal league out there in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about, listen, I understand how your feelings, but there's a lot that goes along with their story. I don't know how the story went, and I don't know what the girl, you know, him and the girl discussed. But we're not talking about that here, man. We're talking about a football player that potentially is going to help our team win football games.
Yeah, and the reason I don't want him is I think he's cooked. Now,
yeah, and I know it's probably hard for you to separate the two, but
so
this is a sports talk.
Excuse me, let
me finish real quick. This is a sports talk station, man. Nobody's talking about his transgressions or what he was accused of. We're talking about a football player and what he could potentially bring to the table to help our team win. So with that being said, would you want him here to help us win football games or not?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's fine. We can just leave it just like we can leave it right
Dan,
there.
Dan, we appreciate it. Look, I think if he was in trouble right now, right, that's a different consideration.
That's a different conversation.
Because that means he's going to miss games. It could be a distraction. But that was like six or seven years ago now. And I don't know. Like, is he a good character guy? I really don't know. Here's what I know. He hasn't been suspended or missed games or been in trouble since. So
this is the thing. I understand that, you know, respectfully, that's a part of his past.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about here. And if that's what you want to be hung up on, that's your God-given right to be hung up on that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We ain't nobody brought up nothing about no females and nothing like that. We are talking about him contributing to this football team right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what all these teams are considering. Can he still contribute? Yeah, I mean, that his pass is his pass. Obviously got suspended at one point, but that hasn't been part of it for a while. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We got a lot to discuss here. We'll keep taking your calls. Do you want the Eagles to sign Ezekiel Elliott? I'm out because I just think the guy's about to be cooked here, and maybe his career could be over pretty quickly. And you could react. Your reaction to the Rhys Hoskins injury, and really, who's the X factor now? Who's the guy for you that has to step up the most? Castellanos Bone will give you an update on our poll question of the day. And any reaction you have to Kyle Schwarber, it was an awesome interview. That quote about Middleton's speech, I mean, I'd love to hear what he said to those guys. And, of course, we'll do the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. This one featuring a position we really haven't discussed yet. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock coming up. All your phone calls. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live at Clearwater, 215-592-9494 to join us on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.